is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on a People's Climate March demonstrates the danger of the numbers game. There are many iron laws in organizing, and one of them has to be that the more any tactic is repeated, the less effective it becomes. The so-called resistance may be on the verge of painful reality as the triumphant numbers of the Women's March in late January is followed by disappointing numbers in the women's follow-up and even smaller numbers in the parade-like rather than protest-like recent science march. The related People's Climate March was this week's March story, with a march on immigrant rights and protection scheduled for the next week. People's Climate March was met by news that a federal judge may have approved the Trump administration's executive orders to delay and likely dismiss the last of President Obama's climate protection orders. They did stumble on a small piece of luck, as reportedly tens of thousands surrounded the White House. For a change, President Trump was not enjoying another taxpayer-funded golfing weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, but was actually at the White House trying to establish that he was hard at it on the 100th day of his presidency. We can hope he looked out the window and that he heard the voices still trying to convince him not to pull the United States out of the Paris Climate Accord. Organizers claimed that there were 300 sister marches around the country, and that's a good thing for sure, but coverage was spotty and targets were thin. Organizers have to be concerned, though. The People's Climate March in September of 2014 was in New York City, and the estimated crowd was 310,000 people, and it was touted as the largest climate march in history and joined by global action largely initiated by 350.org, but also enjoying the sponsorship of 1,500 different organizations. The tens of thousands, the Associated Press and the New York Times reported in Washington, D.C., on the second march is a long, long way from 310,000 in New York City only 2.5 years ago, especially in light of the fact that the recognition of the potential catastrophe inherent in unchecked climate change has grown exponentially everywhere in the world except in the antediluvian and atavistic crew bunkered down in the White House with the president. Like it or not, marches are a numbers game. If organizers don't want to take the risk of discounting the anger of their base and the urgency of their issue, they either have to prove their mass support with a tactic or risk inadvertently diminishing the perception of their base and its willingness to fight and take action. The People's Climate March did showcase a nice creative tactic by pausing as they encircled the White House and letting out one sustained roar that was symbolically intended to drown out the voices of climate deniers ensconced in between the and behind the columns. If we're going to sustain the energy and momentum of this moment, maybe we need more unexpected twists and turns like that roar and fewer times where the targets will be counting our boots on the ground until we're ready to rise up and swell the numbers to new heights again. This is Wade Rathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.